And actually, I had a better luck with my husband's family. We were also tracing his at the same time, and they did come from Newberry District in North Carolina. Found his right away. You'd think it'd be easier to find, but we found right away. Not any trouble at all.
Have you ever wanted to get into Daughters of the Confederacy or Daughters of the American Revolution or anything like that?
I've been trying to get out. I've been in all those. My grandmother was a great person for all of those wonderful organizations, and she belonged to everything you could belong to.
Which
and was a national. This was Mrs. out of college. And she was the national grand vice president of the DAR one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that ladies' groups tend to talk a lot and eat a lot of party food and not do very many things, except for the Junior League.
Mm-hmm.
So that I have been more interested, for instance, in historical societies or welfare societies that are actually active.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some about Beaumont. Is this the oldest city in this area? Or
Oh, yes.
Port Arthur be
old? No. Port Arthur wasn't founded until the 1890s. As a matter of fact, when Arthur Stillwell founded it, he had bought about 60,000 acres of land from my grandfather, who then promptly set about buying some more. And, of course, he bought from other people, too. Grandfather didn't own all of that, but he owned a large part of what is now South County.
Mm-hmm.
And Beaumont was probably the first city that now exists that was founded. It was laid out on purpose right after the War for Independence of Texas. There were a lot of land entrepreneurs. You see, they had been banned by the Spanish before, and the Spanish wouldn't give you land grants, and when they did, there were a lot of things that kept people from really coming in. Well, as soon as Texas had won its independence, they poured in all over, and there were more little towns that were set up in Texas, and even in this area, I can name you 8 or 10 that were set up as land speculation. Someone would get a grant of land or buy some land from someone who had gotten a grant, and then set up a little town site, and some lived and some didn't.
What year was this, 18?
And so 1837 was the year that Beaumont was actually set up. Now, Henry bought some land from the in whose land grant the downtown part of Beaumont is situated in 1835. And then, of course, the War for Independence came and nothing happened during the war or during the hostilities or the upset section. And you understand that the war didn't just actually stop with the Battle of San Jacinto, as everyone thinks it did. The Mexicans, for years after, would still come in 1842, and in other years they would make raids into Texas, and they still wanted it back, you see, and they were talking about getting it back. And the reason that they went to war with the United States in 1848 was because they still wanted Texas back, and they didn't think the United States had a right to take it. So Beaumont was really the first town that was founded that still exists.
Is there a considerable Mexican?
Almost none originally. There are some now, but this is more of a recent thing. They're just sort of making their way here, but we did not have much of a Mexican population. We were not ever a Spanish outpost in the early days. You know, Spaniards were looking for gold, and gold is in them bar hills. They're not down here in these marshes, and they just didn't come down here.
What about blacks? Were there?
Oh, yes. We were not a great slaveholding part of the country. We were still a pioneer part of the country. You see, having only been opened up in the 1830s, in 20 years we had perhaps, there are actually records of this, and I can get them if you want me to go upstairs. There were perhaps 2,000 slaves in this whole southeast part of Texas. And